Think you're too busy to train for a new career? Virginia College offers career training designed for you. The family provider, the busy mom, the time crunched, the double shift worker. Whoever you are, no matter how busy you are, if you want a new career, a better life, we can help make it work. With work, with family, with life. Get started today at Virginia College. Visit vc.edu. Learn at the speed of life.
Hi, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, The Quantum Leap, Let Light Unite on UPRN Radio. And this is July 13th, 2018. Yep, Friday the 13th. Well, tonight we are going to do what I consider to be as positive a show that I can. Friday the 13th to me means transformation, and in order for the new to come in, the old's got to go. So we're going to focus on world enlightenment, on really focusing on what we would like to see manifest in world enlightenment and really give that energy and then do some healing work on you and the planet and maybe some chanting at the end. Just like to anchor a lot of light down today. You know, that would be really, really sweet. Yeah, I live in Hawaii, and we had went down to the beach today. Actually, I went swimming last Sunday and kayaking and dolphin swimming, which is really a passion. And usually the dolphins are incredible with me. They take me right into their pod and they play with me. They know I'm doing video and, you know, they really perform. They're hymns. And the last time I went, they were really agitated and I couldn't figure out why. You know, they would just swim right by. And if you were really quick, and I was, I could get a couple good shots in, but they weren't playing at all. And then my girlfriend reminded me that the Navy and the other countries are doing their war games outside of the islands and around the islands. So with all that sonar going on, you can imagine, you know, how it can be very irritating to the dolphins and all the sea life. And then this morning, we went down to the beach, minding our own business. And then the military was there. And it is one that they have a little spot where they put all their military equipment. And it's the harbor. And then when we went down there, there were two amphibians. And if you've ever seen an amphibian, a military amphibian, you know, you might go, wow, that is so cool. But on the other hand, they're very loud and obnoxious. They kick up a lot of dust on land. And then once they get in the water, they're still loud and obnoxious. And they're kicking up all the water and churning up everything under the water. You know, I can see the sea life going, oh, my God. And the water was just, God, I wouldn't even go into the water this morning. And when I won't go in the water, that is pretty bad. So, you know, I actually, if you go on my Facebook page, I took some videos of them coming and going, and you can see them spray water up and on land and how they spray the dirt up. And then we weren't allowed to go and that side of the bay, of course, the military kept us out, not like we wanted to anyway. And as far as I'm concerned, when they're around, kind of wrecks the neighborhood, you know, kind of wrecks the ambiance of this peaceful place with a beautiful ocean and, you know, a clean, pristine water, which is what I was used to. And I looked at the water and I went, oh my God, it's gray and dark green and and you know, it's from what the military does. So anyway, So that's out there, that's real, and it's really affecting the planet, what the military does. And to me, Hawaii is what I call sacred space, and where, you know, we were creating sacred space with energy for the dolphins and the whales to come and all the sea life. So, we need to do some energy work because that's unconsciousness, really. And I'm gonna, that's pretty reptilian as far as I'm concerned. If you look at what the military does, they just take a really nice area and they just trash it. And they don't pick up their trash or clean it up. They just move on to something else. But it doesn't work for us in Hawaii. And they're actually talking about building the largest military base on top of our mountain here, Mauna Kea. And I think it's called Pohiki. Yeah, the largest military base on top of a mountain. Unbelievable. But not, and they bomb often, and they use uranium up there, like it doesn't float downhill. So, the military isn't, we're not really snuggy and warm and fuzzy. And when people go, oh my God, but they're protecting us. Well, as far as we're concerned, they're not. If they weren't there in such force, I think we'd be okay. But anyway, so we're going to do some energy work tonight. I thought I would do some clearing and get rid of all that energy and all that negative experience, no matter where you are. We'll do the energy balancing curse removal, and then we'll do some work on world enlightenment and manifest it and put it out there, what we think and what we would like to see the world become. So for those of you who would love to go through the curse removal and energy balancing, let me tell you really quick what I'm doing. I'm going to open up all your chakras, your energy centers. So you got one at the crown chakra, your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, and then you've got a couple in your feet, your hands, which are minor. And when you open them up, the energy flows. For example, if you're a person who doesn't speak their truth, you might have throat challenges. If you're a person who holds all your emotions in, a heart attack could be coming your way because you're closing those energy centers down. So I'm going to open all them up, and at the end, I remove curses, energy overlays, and the energy implants. So you can move forward, enjoy, and be successful. All right. So for those of you that are going to participate, I want you to sit down in a chair and sit as straight up as you can. And put your hands in your lap. You can put them palms up, like you're going to receive. And I want you to take some gentle, deep breaths. I want you to inhale light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. So you inhale light. And exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And again, it goes through the violet flame back to God, and you keep filling up with more light. So keep doing that until I tell you to stop. So as you're doing that, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. And I call to all the teachers, guides, masters, and the angels that work with you and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more gentle, deep breath and exhale out anything left in your body that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And breathe normal. I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing energy coming down from God, coming into the top of your head, your crown chakra, and feel it flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator, and you become this really awakened spiritual being filled with all these new possibilities. And now allow that divine energy to flow out through your third eye. And feel the energy flow a little bit lower and come out of your throat chakra. And now your heart chakra. And feel that energy flow out of your solar plexus chakra. Feel it flow down even farther, and now allow it to come out of your belly button chakra. Now feel that divine energy flow out of your sacral chakra. And now feel that divine energy flow out of your root chakra. So imagine that divine energy flowing all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Feel that divine energy flow down your arms and out your hands. And imagine it flowing down your spine. So take one more gentle deep breath. And this time as you exhale, again, feel anything dark or negative that's left inside your body being gently released as you exhale through your breath, and then breathe normal. As you're doing that, I called Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours, whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion. Cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family. Going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently, like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own, clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as ties to all those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, fill them up with love, and I command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implant that could have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, or just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want this stick, pen, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently released, it's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you. We send it all through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So if there is anybody out there that's directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through dark magic, witchcraft, voodoo, or just dark thoughts sent your way, we're going to ask them to stop and step forward in the light. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and their guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy stays contained in the bubble. And I add the violet flame to the bubble of mirror to transmute any dark energy so they have no forward movement. And the bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. So I called your higher self and asked your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health and starts manifesting in your body now. So allow all that energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, atoms, molecules, all your internal organs going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, I want you to feel all this energy keep integrating, and you're going to feel yourself becoming very, very centered, very clear-headed, and very back in body. But I'm not going to take you and ground you too much because we're going to do some energy work now. So it's time to focus on actually quantum leaping the world into divine enlightenment. And I don't know what that means for you, but what it means for me is people reconnecting to the Creator and to become awakened spiritual being that know better. And when they know better and where they're connected to Source, they're not going to hurt or harm. And they're going to have empathy and love, and they're going to share and all those really awesome, wonderful traits and more. So I want you, we're going to do some energy work, and I'm going to ask that you do while I create quantum leaping the world into the golden age and divine beyond infinity, divine infinity and beyond. I want you to do some creative visualization for me. And really imagine this happening. And we can multitask. So we're going to create bubbles of light, and we're going to put this energy work in the bubble of light. And while you're creating in your mind's eye my words, also send this bubble of light into, send energy into this bubble of light that we're going to put this energy work into to also give it energy so we manifest it quicker. All right, so I want you to take a deep breath, and as you exhale, again, release anything negative that still might be left in your body, and imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God. And I want you to feel now your silver antenna go up from the top of your head and feel it reconnect with the Creator, and all this incredible high healing energy come pouring into the top of your head, all the way through your body, down your arms, out your hands, down your legs, out your feet, right into the earth, down your spine. And feel that energy just come out of every single chakra, and we're going to direct it right in front of you, and we're going to create a bubble of light, and you're going to imagine the huge crystal underneath this bubble. That's going to amplify our work. All right. And in this bubble of light, we are going to put the Mother Earth. So in your mind's eye, I want you to imagine the bubble of Earth just gently rotating and recharging and regenerating. Let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am. Through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. I call to the architect of the universe as divine creators and ask for permission to quantum leap the world and all life forms and all planes and dimensions, seen and unseen, connected with planet Earth, to let us go beyond our known potential into the greatest unknown golden age the universes and worlds and all the planets have ever experienced. Let us take the best of all lifetimes, all golden ages, all worlds, galaxies, and create such a divine and enlightened planet that is even beyond the Creator's imagination. Imagine the Creator's laughing with joyful glee on this action we have put into motion with every breath we now breathe. And it's snowballing, quantum leaping forward with every moment. Every time someone hears this prayer or actually reads it, see the energy amplifying over 100 million fold, creating a higher resonance with the creators and the architect of the universes. See the blissful information and energy of heaven surrounding earth like a golden shimmering rainbow of colors. See this energy anchoring now to the planet, all life forms, elemental kingdoms, angels from the lowest of consciousness, life forms, any trapped and stuck entities, any aliens from other worlds, the reptilian king and queen, all their seeds, including all hybrids, anyone practicing any kind of black magic, voodoo, or black witchcraft, all the way up to the most enlightened beings on the planet. None excluded, all included. As this energy settles in, seeing everyone's integration, gentle, loving, and kind, going into everyone's DNA, soul memory, and dreams. As all life forms dream and create, let them dream of all the times they've lived in the golden age, where there's plenty of everything. Everyone is using their spiritual psychic abilities for many different forms of divine creation. No one lacked for anything. Functional families where men and joy live side by side in divine harmony. Lots of laughter with everyone practicing compassion, joy, kindness, and love in action. See these dreams being brought into physical form. Anyone who chooses not to go forward into the light, into the golden age, and tries to stop this prayer from forward movement, I ask their higher self, spiritual teachers, and guardian angels to step in, put them in positions of harmlessness. We ask the creators to give them special grace and unlock the doors in their minds that are keeping them from connecting to the higher frequency of light. Release all that which are holding them back. I ask all the creators to close down the reptilian part of the brain and open up the divine God brain, filling them with whatever high vibration is needed to shift them so everyone gets to go into the divine golden age, leaving no one behind. Send these beings and entities whatever vibration, sound, color, and memories of being connected to the creator they need so they gently evolve into the light. The creator, their higher selves, and angels know exactly what each one needs and are sending it to them as we speak. See us propelling ourselves far into the divine golden age, way beyond the creator's wildest dreams of a golden age planet. Angels, humans, elementals, extraterrestrials working together, all veils removed so everyone's psychic potential is being developed and put into practical practice. Families putting love into action and becoming divinely functional, having everything they need when they need it. The elderly are honored for their wisdom. People becoming awakened spiritual beings, practicing religious tolerance and the positive aspects of their religion. See us working at one with beings from other galaxies and planets who are just delighted that we're quantum growing into enlightened beings and giving us all the new tools, ideas, and technologies on how we can make this a more joyful, functional, enlightened planet, taking us beyond our divine potential. The Earth is being treated with much respect. The old ancient cultures responsible for taking care of the planet, sharing their secrets and beliefs as everyone listens with open minds and hungers for their knowledge, using that knowledge with wisdom. All sacred knowledge of all natural healing methods are put into practice, including all tools made out of stones, light, sound, energy, and vibration. Enlightened beings growing healing herbal gardens. Everyone is being taught the sacred teachings, paths of enlightenment and truths. All knowledge flows freely. Gifts in music, the arts, sports, and intuitive are encouraged and allowed to be developed. Enlighten politicians and elected officials that tell the truth, acting for the benefit of humanity with limited terms of service, eventually replaced by wise local elders. The earth is a healed being at one with all life forms on her. Everyone so in tune to the Mother Earth that they can hear her sing, her sighs where she needs extra light, becoming aware of every move and groove she needs to do, allowing her to do so and move out of her way with grace and understanding, like people in Hawaii do for the fire goddess Pelean when she needs to flow. The interaction with the earth and all life forms is gentle, loving, kind, and conscious. Organic food abounds, chemical, free, clean, pristine water, earth, and sky. The sun and wind are harnessed in true solar fashion. Tesla's ideas and inventions of free energy being created with all walks of life benefiting. People living in joy for hundreds of years if they choose. And when it's time to make transition, it's done with much joy and understanding of light of evolution. Everyone, all life forms, going beyond their divine potential. We ask the Creator to fill in whatever we have left out to take manifesting quantum, leaping the world into the golden age, far beyond our dreams and imaginations, into the Creator's thoughts, wishes, and dreams. We ask that all who are manifesting the quantum leap be given all they need on all levels, complete protection, and be put under bubbles of invisibility so they're hidden from the dark side. As this divine idea flows outward, see all walks of life coming together in harmony and of one accord, each person and group remembering their divine missions and what their parts are in quantum leaping the world into the golden age. Put that into action now. Let all the divine sleepers awaken to their divine missions and divine purposes now. As always, we put this in your hands, our architect of the universes and divine creators, propel us into what your concept of the divine golden age is. Inspire us, guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done, so be it. So just take a deep breath and we're going to release it. So we're going to do a little bit of healing on you. So we're going to focus on your heart chakra, and we're going to ask your heart to communicate with those body parts that you have that are out of balance. Now see your heart sending healing energy to those areas and communicate to that part of you that is now receiving so much love that it's going through a healing transformation. Remind that body part that it is loved, and imagine this healing love energy flowing back and forth from your heart to that body part, always strengthening and regenerating. Now imagine that energy going from your heart to the body part that's out of balance. Now feel that energy go back to your heart, and again, send it in to that part of you that needs to be regenerated. And now allow that energy to flow back to your heart. And now let's do it one more time. Send it into that energy area. And as you're sending love into that energy that's out of balance, we call to all the cells, atoms, molecules in this area, in the water molecule, to mirror all the healthy parts that are around that area. And we're going to send more love into that area. It's coming from your heart. And now it's going back to the area. And while this energy is going back and forth from your heart to that place that's out of balance, we're going to ask your heart to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. And then it starts manifesting in your body now. So allow all that energy to start integrating and see this body part working in perfect harmony for the rest of your body. Now again, feel that energy go from your heart and back to that part of your body that's out of balance. And now allow it to come back. Now just allow that energy just to fill your body. And allow it to percolate while we're doing a little bit more energy work. So as you take one more deep breath, I want you to allow this energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs going all the way down into your DNA. So now we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to again place the Mother Earth. And I want you in your mind's eye to imagine it, her gently rotating. And let there be light. We're going to call the golden solar energy down to cover all the pyramids on the planet, obelisk, and all the sacred objects on the planet. All the meridians, the ley lines, the grids, the earth's plates. Ooh. Now as it flows, see this golden solar energy anchor to all the grids, the ley lines, the pyramids, obelisks. And imagine this anchoring underneath these sacred spots. And see this golden solar energy flow through the morphogenetic grid above the planet. Now we're going to call divine peace, divine calm, divine harmony, divine oneness, divine brotherhood, divine peace to descend down through all these sacred spots now. Flowing to all the chaotic areas that are not in harmony with the Creator, raising that energy vibration to a divine enlightenment energy. So we're going to focus some of this divine peace, divine harmony, divine oneness, divine brotherhood into the Pentagon, into Washington, or anywhere where Trump is right now. And we're also going to command Michael the Archangel to cut the God and Goddess of war and chaos from the earth and all life forms they have attached to, especially Trump and all his cabinet. We tie and bind them, send them through the violet flame to clean their energies up. Then we send them back to the Creator, replacing that space with a God, Goddess of divine peace and harmony. We call to all the militaries on Earth and ask them to stop hurting any life form. We ask all veils and overlays that are of war be cut from everyone in the military, allowing them to become conscious beings. And as they now reconnect to the higher selves, they choose not to hurt nor harm anyone, showing instead actions of peace and kindness with a big dash of compassion. See all weapons of war breaking down and choosing not to work or misfiring and missing all their targets. As peace descends, see with it a higher consciousness with lots of divine inspiration flowing to all peoples. See them reconnecting to the divine and being given their divine mission and divine purposes. Hope and courage to create a divinely inspired, loving, balanced government. We call the higher selves of the ruling class and ask that Michael the Archangel cut them free of all ties they have to power and the presidencies, and ask, as this energy is cut, see them being letting go of their power to be replaced with a light worker that will create a balanced, fair government, honoring men and women alike. As this golden solar energy descends on Earth, Satan's energy diminishes to nothing. See divine peace descend down now. See divine calm descend down now. See love descend down now. Now you can chant this with me. May divine enlightenment descend on all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all life forms now. Three times. May divine enlightenment descend on all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all life forms now. May divine enlightenment descend on all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all life forms now. May divine enlightenment descend on all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all life forms now. So fill that up, take a deep breath and release it. And we give thanks for that opportunity to serve. So be it. Oof. All right, so do a little bit of chanting with me. And we're going to do each chant three times and use the power of the spoken word. So the more feeling and intent you put into it, the quicker we're going to manifest this. So if you will, the first one is, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. And if you want a copy of the chants, you know, ask me. You know, you can write to me on YouTube. You can write to me through the station. You can write to me through Facebook. And I'll send you a copy of the chants, which you should have on your refrigerator door and doing when you have an extra minute, or doing the dishes, or, you know, driving even, you can do a little bit of chanting. All right. So let's start. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. We're going to do that three times and shout it out. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. All right, may divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. All right, may divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. And I'm going to ask that everyone also imagine that all this energy just re-anchor to the timeline we're on and put us back on the timeline of enlightenment. All right, may divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all the evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on Donald Trump now. May divine enlightenment descend on Donald Trump now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Donald Trump now. May divine enlightenment descend on Donald Trump now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Donald Trump now. May divine enlightenment descend on Donald Trump now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Donald Trump now. May divine enlightenment descend on Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. Ooh. All right, may divine enlightenment descend on all militaries now. May divine enlightenment descend on all militaries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all militaries now. May divine enlightenment descend on all militaries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all militaries now. May divine enlightenment descend on all militaries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all militaries now. And this is one for all those white people that are calling the police on anybody of color. May divine enlightenment descend on all white people now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white people now. Oh, maybe that should be racist white people. May divine enlightenment descend on racist white people now. May divine enlightenment awaken within racist white people now. May divine enlightenment descend on racist white people now. May divine enlightenment awaken within racist white people now. May divine enlightenment descend on racist white people now. May divine enlightenment awaken within racist white people now. And of course, we can't leave out Miller, Ryan, McConnell, and Bannon, who are Nazi KKK people. All right. So may divine enlightenment descend on Miller, Ryan, McConnell, Bannon. Now may divine enlightenment awaken within Miller, Ryan, McConnell, Bannon. Now may divine enlightenment descend on Miller, Ryan, McConnell, Bannon. Now may divine enlightenment awaken within Miller, Ryan, McConnell, Bannon. Now, one more time, may divine enlightenment descend on Miller, Ryan, McConnell, Bannon. Now, may divine enlightenment awaken within Miller, Ryan, McConnell, Bannon. Now, ooh. All right, so we're going to fill all of that up with energy and take a deep breath and release it. And we give thanks for this opportunity to serve. And, you know, this has been kind of a different energy work today, but let's close it with three ohms. Om. 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 Shanti, shanti, shanti. May all the beings in all the world be happy. So if you want to do more, oh, guys, I need you to ground. So if you got that stone, hematite or even lodestone, go grab it and hold it till you're not lightheaded. For the rest of you, I want you to feel the earth energy. Put your feet flat on the floor. Feel the earth energy come up your feet, your legs, and as you inhale, the earth energy comes up higher. Feel yourself grounding and pulling back in body. Now, if you're still high after the show, go hug a tree. You know, just put your hands on the tree and send the tree your excess energy, just 30 seconds. And then ask the tree to send you energy back, and you're going to immediately ground, okay? Which is awesome. Now, if you want to do more energy work during the week, on my Facebook page, Kathy Bilski, I do three live Facebook thingies a week, shows a week. On Monday, we chant down world enlightenment and anchor it to the planet, and we have been giving the Nazis some extra attention just because they need it. And Tuesday is Fukushima Radiation Tuesday. I try to give you the recent radiation report, and we do a little energy work on radiation. And yes, we've been giving the Nazis extra work. Thursday, it's what I call Climate Thursday, and we do energy work for the climate, whether it's working with the North and South Poles and working with the ice, and giving the elementals energy and helping them remember what they are here for so they can fulfill the missions and really help us put the planet back in to alignment. So that's around 4 o'clock on Hawaiian time. So that would be 10 o'clock Eastern time and 7 o'clock Pacific time. So just join. And, you know, if you really can't make it during that time, you can pick up the video and join in and watch it later. Now, subscribe to United Public Radio's YouTube page. And then when you're done subscribing to him, you can come over to my page and subscribe. You know, I've got all my cool things on my page too. And my soul retrievals are there if you're really need for some deep work. And you know, I've got the curse removal on there, and all the UPR and radio shows go up there. So if you miss it, you can go back to the archives. On, I want be great if you could mark your calendar, September 22nd this year, which is the equinox. Okay. equinox or solstice. I always get them confused. But on the 22nd, for 1 hour, we are going to, as a large group, focus on chanting divine enlightenment and really anchoring it to the planet to do a quantum leap into world enlightenment and get us off this Nazi timeline. So write that in, and you know, you can even practice. You know the chants. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. You can put that on your refrigerator. That's a basic chant, and we, you know, tweak it out a little bit. You know, healing is simple, and it's humans that make it complex. Excuse me. Now, the power of just calling down divine energy to descend down around somebody or something is very, very profound. And that's why, you know, we do it so much. And I use it extensively with really great results. And it works with family and friends. And, you know, I figure if it can happen and react, the family and friends can react in a positive way, you know, why can't we direct it toward those that are in control of the planet or think they are? So all you've got to do, you know, is call down divine energy. And, you know, even if you just chant, may divine peace, divine love, divine compassion, divine enlightenment descend down around everyone now. Or divine kindness, divine caring for humans and all life forms, divine truth, divine speech, you know, you get the idea. And as long as you put divine in front of the words, you're calling down that aspect of the Creator that needs to be expressed and is lacking. Now, come on, you can do this for a couple minutes a day. You can do it while you brush your teeth, you know, you're driving. And the more we as a group do this, the quicker those in control will change their making decisions that are beneficial to all life forms. And, you know, I've given you examples of how calling divine energy down works. You know, I've done that for a screaming baby in an airport. You call divine peace, divine calm, divine sleep, descend down around you now. And just do it in your mind. And I would chant that over and over and over. And the next thing I know, that baby's getting quieter and the baby goes to sleep, because whatever energy that baby was feeling, that it was irritated enough to get it to cry, you just whomped it with love. And it, you know, put it in this very sacred, comfortable, safe space where it could go to sleep or calm down, because it didn't need to be in that fear state or that anger state or that crybaby state. So, you know, try it out this week and try it out around your family and friends and see how they act. You know, instead of getting mad at somebody or the kids, call down, you know, divine peace, divine calm, divine cooperation, divine communication, descend down around you now. And just chant that in your mind and see what happens. Miracles are us. So thank you for tuning in tonight. And before I go, I wanted to share this story, which I've told a few times in the past. But then I've been on radio for a while, so I can repeat myself every now and then. But I love this story because it's about an African tribe that really does the most beautiful thing. And when someone does something really hurtful or wrong, they take the person to the center of town, and the entire tribe comes and surround him. And for 2 days, they'll tell the man everything good he has ever done. The tribe believes that every human being comes into the world as good, and each of us is desiring safety, love, peace, and happiness. But sometimes in the pursuit of those things, people make mistakes. The community sees misdeeds as a cry for help. They band together for the sake of their fellow man to hold him up, to reconnect him with his true nature, to remind him of who he truly is. Until he fully remembers the truth from which he temporarily been disconnected, I am good. So can you imagine, you know, you doing that for your kids? Or even at school, doing something different? Well, next week, we're going to do more energy work. Thank you for doing some selfless service tonight, and I really hope you have a lovely week. When you can, keep chanting down divine energy around Nazis, around the evangelicals, around the Republicans, around Trump, his cabinet members. They are very disconnected from the Creator. And, you know, there's going to reach a tipping point where they're going to make it, then they're going to connect and they're going to know better. So keep putting it out there and do it for your own family and for your friends and for your kids. And again, for the earth and all life forms. So I hope you have a lovely week, and thank you again for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. United Public Radio on UPRN. And catch you next week. Aloha.
I've got this new album out called Little Brother is Watching. There's a couple of really good songs that I think would work for you. I said, so you're okay with me using your music? And we went on from there and we started talking, and he's like, yeah, man. He goes, I got a couple of songs that would be great for you. One called Little.
Life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by change. At Virginia College, your success is our focus. We offer career training designed to fit your today and change your tomorrow. Many of our programs can be completed in as little as 9 months. So before you know it, you could have a new career and a better life. Virginia College. Career training designed for you. Find out more at vc.edu. Learn at the speed of life.
Buy more fruits and vegetables for your health. Go to happyhealthy.ms for shopping tips and money-saving ideas.
Hey, Mississippi!
Happy Healthy is a campaign created to help you live a happier, healthier life. From the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Hey, Mississippi!
This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey, Mississippi!